ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
Sachiko here. Newbie lesson number 19. So Natsuko-san, today's conversation is pretty simple, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. But it includes both the polite Japanese and the casual Japanese, doesn't it?
Right. And it's really, really important to distinguish between these two when you're speaking Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be rude to a person that you've met for the first time or a person who's older than you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just a little bit of attention right there.
Yes. So notice that when the conversation takes place between the member of family, mm-hmm. it's the casual Japanese.
Right.
But when you're calling someone outside the family,
you switch to polite form.
Exactly.
Right. This concept is a little bit hard for people to understand, perhaps, but within the group that you belong to, you
yes.
can be casual.
Yes.
But to outsiders.
Mm-hmm. Or to someone very intimate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just pay a little attention mm-hmm. to that change of style.
Yep. So here we go.
今何時だ
?10時11分。
あの子はまだか。
まだ?藤原さんに電話するわ。
もしもし、藤原です。
高橋ですが、すみません。智子はそちらにいますか?
いいえ、こちらにはいませんよ。
ありがとうございます。
はい、失礼します。
あの子はどこ?
もう一度。お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今何時だ
?10時11分。
あの子はまだか。
まだ?藤原さんに電話するわ。
もしもし、藤原です。
高橋ですが、すみません。智子はそちらにいますか?
いいえ、こちらにはいませんよ。
ありがとうございます。
はい、失礼します。
あの子はどこ?
次は英語が入ります。
今何時だ?
What time is it now?
10時11分。
It's 10:11.
あの子はまだか。
That kid's not back yet.
まだ?藤原さんに電話するわ。
Not yet. I'll call the Fujiwaras.
もしもし、藤原です。
Hello, it's Fujiwara. Good evening.
高橋ですが、すみません。智子はそちらにいますか?
Excuse me, is Tomoko there?
いいえ、こちらにはいませんよ。
No, she isn't here.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
はい、失礼します。
Sure, goodbye.
あの子はどこ?
Where is that kid?
So Natsuko-san, what did you think?
I'm a bit worried with this Tomoko.
Yeah, so it's kind of worrisome that the parents don't know where the daughter is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how old she is.
Because
that would really bother me.
Very concerning.
This nah. I remember when I was a high school kid, I had a curfew of 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so 11:01 comes and I'm not home, they would freak out. My parents would start calling everybody. So, let's look at today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
何時?
What time?
何時? 何時?
So this consists of two letters, right? 何 is what.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be read 何.
Yes.
And 時 is the character for hour or time.
Yes.
時間.
Right.
So together it means what time.
Yes, pretty simple.
Ah, okay.Next word, please.
電話
Telephone.
電話電話
Yes, there's so many types of telephones now.
Right.
Aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the most common form of phone used in Japan right now?
I guess it's 携帯電話
Cell phone. And what does 携帯 mean in Japanese?
It means to carry with you.
So it just means portable phone or mobile phone.
Right.
What's the word for a regular landline?
固定電話.
So 固定 means fixed
mm-hmm.
or fixed line
mm-hmm.
phone.
Yes.
I hardly use that anymore.
Yes, but me neither.
次お願いします。
失礼。
Excuse me. Goodbye.
失礼。失礼。
In what kind of situation would you use this?
Just like a casual excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Or starting a conversation with someone、
ah.
to attract someone's attention. This word actually means no courtesy.、
Mm.
So it's like, you know, excuse me if this is rude.
Ah, so you're sort of apologizing in advance for what you are about to do.、
Mm-hmm. Very for... typical Japanese.
、yeah. Apologize before you do anything.
Yes, apologizing first.
So you're apologizing for intruding on their conversation if、mm-hmm. you're about to cut someone off or...Maybe you're going to ask them to move out of the way, step out of the way. So you just want to say, hey, sorry, I have to ask you this.
Yes, but, exactly.
Ah, very Japanese.
Yes, and also very polite.
Next word, please.
Doko.
Where?
Doko. Doko.
Now, in the conversation, where does that come up?
Anoko wa doko?
Where is she? Or where is that kid, mm-hmm. literally?
Yes. Hmm.
Could you give us a sample sentence?
今どこですか?
Where are you now?
That's a conversation you hear a lot on mobile phone.
Oh, definitely, because you never know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And 今どこですか is the polite form, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it says ですか instead of just 今どこ.
Right.
Right.
So among friends, you can just ask 今どこ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Last word, please.
まだ.
Yet.
まだ. まだ.
So this is to say that something hasn't occurred yet.
Yes.
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
まだ何もしてません。
I haven't done anything yet.
I think you shouldn't use this in business.
Yeah, that would be a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done anything yet.
You don't have to be that honest.
Just say, 頑張ってます, which means I'm trying really hard.
Yes, that would be much better.
Yeah, better response. Okay, let's look at today's grammar point.So today's grammar point is different ways of saying here, there, in casual Japanese and in polite Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at a couple of examples, shall we?
ここ.
So ここ is the normal way, is the usual way of saying here in Japanese.
Yes.
And there's a different way of saying this?
こちら.
That's a little bit more polite and a little bit more vague.
Yes, it can mean this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or that this direction.
Right. Instead of pinpointing to one location,
mm-hmm.
which the word koko would do.
Yes. Koko is more like a direct point.
Right.
Here, right here.
One point、mm-hmm. on the map.
Yes.
True.
So that's why、こちら is used in a more polite conversation. People like to not directly pointing out to someone.
Right.
But
kind of vaguely hinting、
mm-hmm.
at a direction. Ah, that's true.Let's look at the word there.
そこ.
Which is the normal way of saying it.、
Mm-hmm.
And?
そちら.
Again, like こちら, it's a little bit more vague and a little bit more polite.
Yes.
Great. What about over there?
あそこ.
Is the normal way. What's the polite way?
あちら.
And what's the word for where?
どこ.
The normal way. And the polite way is?
どちら.
I see. So there's a pattern.The polite form, or the more vague way of saying it, all have ちら on it?
Yes. ちら、
こちら、そちら、あちら、どちら?
Yes.、Hmm. So you take the first syllable for each of the normal way.
So ここ would be こ、
mm-hmm. and add ちら.
And it makes こちら.
Right. Very simple.、
Hmm.
So just remember the normal pattern、
mm-hmm.
and ちら.
Right.
And you know how to say it more politely.
Right. Or if you're really lost and you don't know where they're going, you can be more vague.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be vague and polite at the same time. Kills two birds with one stone.
Very convenient.
Yes.
So this vague and polite expression is often used for person.
Ah, that's true. When you're introducing people.
Yes. In a very polite way.
Mm-hmm.
こちら can mean this person.
Right.
そちら, that person.、
Mm-hmm.
あちら, the person over there.
There, a little bit further away from you.、
Mm-hmm. And どちら may mean who.
Who. So the polite way of saying, who on earth are you, would be?
どちら様ですか?
Who are you? big difference, isn't there?
Yes.
Yep. So for more examples and more explanation, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the PDFs.
You must check it. それじゃ。
今何時だ
?10時11分。
あの子はまだか。
まだ?藤原さんに電話するわ。
もしもし、藤原です。
高橋ですが、すみません。智子はそちらにいますか?
いいえ、こちらにはいませんよ。
ありがとうございます。
はい、失礼します。
あの子はどこ?